This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Macy's is, of course, a giant retailer. Less giant than it was a month ago, though. The company says it's going to close about 150 of its stores as it tries to reinvent its business. That includes, we learned this week, hiring a former Walmart executive to head up its media network. Macy's growing ad business by name, selling advertising for third parties on its website and other channels. That's becoming an increasingly important revenue stream across the retail world, about $50 billion worth important, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains.
Even before the internet, retailers were selling advertising, says media consultant Tim Hanlon at the Verter Group.
Couponing or end cap display features, shelf talkers. These are all to incentivize a consumer to make a purchase, literally at the moment of decision.
But now they're doing it digitally and collecting a lot more of our personal data.
What is the first thing you do when you are on the internet? Type in a search query.
Nikhil Raj worked on Walmart's retail media network and now leads the practice at ad platform Moloco. He says e-commerce platforms know what we're searching for, clicking on, putting in our carts, and when we actually hit that buy button.
It really predicts what people would do based on what they're doing right now.
He says ads can take the form of sponsored search results, traditional banner displays, or increasingly video promotions. Amazon dominates retail media, taking in about 3/4 of all ad dollars. But almost every competitor with a digital footprint is getting in on it because it's often worth more than a company's core business, says marketing professor Kuhn Powles at Northeastern University, who has also worked with Amazon ads.
Advertising has a margin of something like 30 to 40%, so at least 10 times as much as they earn on the products they sell.
A recent eMarketer report found retail media was the fastest growing advertising channel, predicting it would surpass TV and radio and match social media ad dollars in the next few years. And Powell's ads, it can feel less intrusive to consumers.
I talk to something only on my Gmail, and then an hour later I get Facebook ads for it. That's just very creepy to me.
Retailer ads, on the other hand, get you when you're already in the shopping mood, he says. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.